On the show today, we have BizFi founder Steven Sheinbaum talking about financial solutions when small businesses don't qualify for those traditional loans. So check it out. We're talking a little finance solutions for small businesses with Steven Sheinbaum from BizFi. How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. You were talking to us straight from New York City, where you said it's getting a little chilly there.
Yes, it is. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Hey, can you tell us about, because we're focusing on finance solutions for small businesses that don't really qualify for the traditional loan. So can you tell us about these financing solutions for folks or for businesses that don't really qualify for the traditional loans? What's going on here?
Sure. The first thing to understand from a macro level, which most small businesses don't understand,
okay,
is that there is so much demand and availability of money for small business owners out there.
Yeah.
Business owners, the biggest problem business owners have is finding the right way and an efficient way to access the capital that's available for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a low interest rate environment that we've been living in for the past several years. There's just a lot of money on the sidelines, and people understand that many small businesses are just undercapitalized, but small business is the driver of employment in this country.
Exactly.
Which leads us to BizFi. So we started as a balance sheet funding company.
Okay.
Like OnDeck, like Capital Access Network, like Funding Circle or Cabbage, mm-hmm, or all of our peers. We shifted our model several years ago. We rebranded. We first started it as MCC. And think of us now. And so we rebranded to BizFi, and we created a portal.
Okay.
And think of a Kayak type of portal where a business owner can come in.
Yeah.
And he can enter data via APIs or batchload or manually input it. And he can and we have integrated with 45 different funding partners. 15 we're fully electronically integrated with. And a business owner can come in, enter the data, and receive real-time quotes from 15 of those 45.
Oh, wow.
And it is not limited to the traditional alternative financing products.
Okay.
So on our platform are SBA lenders, equipment finance companies, traditional factors,
mm-hmm,
and then all the bank and non-bank lenders that I mentioned earlier.
Right, right.
And then also think of us as progressive, where we're showing our own offer side by side with that of our peers.
Okay. Okay.
So the businesses come to us, and we can provide any customer with the credit that they qualify for.
Right.
We are not like the others that are saying, okay, we have a particular credit box, and whether it's someone who's above our box or below our box, we're trying to find a way to squeeze them into our box.
Okay.
We have a box, and if it's outside that box, we have all the other alternatives for them.
Oh, cool.
So we've private labeled our platform for folks like Jack Henry, which is a core solution,
yep,
for many small community banks,
yep,
right?
Yep.
We just did a deal with Western Independent Bank Association,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
600 banks, 7,500 small community bank credit union type entities out in the western part of the U.S.
Gotcha.
And it's great. It's been really good.
Wow. I mean, so what kind of spurred this on? How did this take a couple steps back? How did all this start? Was there a big demand for this type of thing? Or did you guys discover, like, hey, or have an aha moment? Like, hey, this
you know,
is a...
What happened was we started, as I said, as a funding company.
Right.
And then 2008 and 2009 came.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it was a very differentiating time for us as a lender in a positive way, because we saw it coming. We're very data centric,
mm-hmm,
and we weathered that storm. But we saw an opportunity to move up the scale for credit on a credit spectrum, because now borrowers that would never deal with, you know, the likes of ourselves and OnDeck now needed capital. But to do that, we needed some alternative products.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so we were doing that and we were growing business more quickly. Our business demand was growing more quickly than our balance sheet could support it.
Wow.
Because it wasn't the easiest time to raise money.
Right, right.
So rather than say no, I changed our model and pivoted. And became different than anyone else in my space. And I started working with the OnDeck and Funding Circles and Cabbages instead of just competing. So now I'm a competitor, but also a colleague, right? And a customer. And then we saw that when we would go out to pitch large, you know, channel partners, restaurant associations, the Jack Henry's, the ADP's of the world, all those guys.
Yeah.
Now we were providing a one-stop shop, because when someone would say differentiate yourself from any other funding company, I would say, well, look, everyone has a box, but if you come to us and if it's outside their box, they have no idea what to do. So if you want, you can go establish 45 different relationships, or you can come to us. Mm-hmm. And we have the best of breed technology, and we have the best of everybody's box.
Gotcha.
And it gave us a real competitive advantage. And right. You know, so right now we probably do around $50 million a month or so, with an average deal size of $40,000. So nice. We do 1,200 financings a month.
Wow. So you guys are busy.
We are busy, but we want to be busier. And we want to continue to grow. And
of course.
And it's been great.
So, I mean, how often, I mean, so it sounds like the demand is growing.
That's right.
So I got to get some water here. So it sounds like you got the best of both worlds. You got what you guys offer. And if it doesn't match what you offer, then they can go to your competitors, who are probably now actually kind of nice, kind of like somewhat happy with you guys, because you're funneling business to them as well if it doesn't fit your model, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Wow.
And sometimes our competitors have a better product than we do. And if that's the case, that's the case. Right. I mean, the goal is to get the customer. I'm trying to build a brand in the small business arena.
Right.
You know, and if someone and if we only go out 15 or 18 months, but someone has a product that can go out 24 or 36 months, if that's better for the merchant, it's better for the merchant. Right. It is what it is. We have to try to be true to ourselves.
Well, and I would think they would remember that too, because I mean, you know, down the road, if they need something else or something, you're a good resource. You've already become a trusted resource because you're not denying them any business.
That's
basically
right.
So it's either us or somebody else, and here's somebody else they can help out too, you know? So, wow, I like that. I like that model. That's really, really cool. So are there any, sorry, are you guys working with credit unions at all, or do you plan to work with credit unions? Because you mentioned them in the beginning with the Western Independent Bankers Association group.
Yep. Yeah, we work more with small banks, but we'd love to be able to be involved with credit unions. I mean, we can solve the same problems for credit unions that we're solving for small and community banks. And it's really difficult in the current regulatory environment.
Oh, yeah.
for lenders to lend. So we're just doing the best we can, and we would love to partner with them.
Okay. Very cool.
Let's private label in an hour now.
Exactly. Yeah. And they would love that. I mean, because, you know, business lending is a really hot topic right now in the credit union industry. And so I think your timing is probably pretty darn good as far as getting in our industry.
I went to a seminar. WIB had, you know, their 400 bank CEOs get together.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke to them, and the reality is that for every 10 business customers that come see them, they probably say yes to maybe one,
that.
But I can convert that no into a yes. Problem solved. Get the DDA account, get their deposits, which is what you want. Mm-hmm. Sell them insurance. Sell them whatever. That's what you really want. Right, and use our capital, and they can make as much money in referral fees from us as they can holding the paper.
Yeah,
no risk. It is really the difficulty we've had is sometimes change is hard, and people don't really understand how readily available capital is for their customers.
Yeah, exactly. This is a great education. Great education, and this is something that credit unions can offer their member. I mean, it just adds value to what they're already offering. So it sounds like
a credit union could go out. We would private label marketing materials for them, do email blasts or mailing blasts, set up websites, and go out to their existing customers as well as new customers and say, hey, we, you know, as a value add, we've partnered with this platform that has 45 different funding partners.
Sweet.
We're here to help you and problem solve the situation you have for capital, and let us help you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Steven, this is pretty cool deal, man. I mean, this is really a cool model that you've developed. This is a lesson for any business out there. Cause when you, like you said, around the 2008, 2009, you pivoted, you saw something and you saw an opportunity and you pivoted your business and you went for it. And now you're reaping the benefits. So that's a really good business 101 lesson as well.
Two things we live by here. If you can't measure it, you can't manage it. And if you don't adapt, you die.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. Don't become a Blockbuster or a Tower Records, that's for sure.
Right.
All right, Steven, anything else to wrap up? Where can folks find out more about what you guys offer?
They can go to bizfi.com.
Okay, very cool. All right, man. Anything else you want to add to wrap up? Anything on interest rates or anything like that? Or...
That's great. Thank you so much. Cool. I really appreciate
Steven,
it.
Steven, yeah, thank you very much. And let's check in down the road, see how you guys are doing.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Take care now.
You too.